Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Glenn Greenidge, your host of the Wealth Club, and we are part of the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we've got a real exciting show for you today. I'm telling you, I've got Nicolette Farnworth from Quadrant Living, and she's going to talk about turbocharging your financial blueprints, and she's got some real nuggets for us tonight. And then we're going to talk with Bilal Kareem. Gentleman is going to be coming in talking about databases and how to create profiles that are going to be effective for your business, for your target market. So he can take that information and turn it around. But before we get started, let's start out as we do with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is July 14th, 2009, and we're coming from New York, Hawaii, and all over the world. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Again, this is the Wealth Club, part of the International Talk Show Network, and we've got five shows a month. We start off the beginning of the month on track. We do the second show. Second Sunday is Let's Celebrate. The third Sunday is Vision Work, and the fourth Sunday is Man of the Month. And if there's a fifth Sunday, we do Distinctions. And the Wealth Club that you're listening to tonight is on the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of the month. And without a further ado, I'd like to introduce our special guest, calling in all the way from Hawaii, and she is Nicolette Farnworth, part of EB Consulting, and her catchphrase is "Future Pace Your Life." Welcome to the show, Nicolette.
Well, good morning. How are you doing? I guess it's morning here. It must be evening there, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Sure is.
All right.
Well, let's start out. Why don't you give the folks a little background about yourself and your company? So start off with about yourself. So
okay.
Who are you?
Well, I was born and raised in Nevada near Lake Tahoe, and I always loved Hawaii Five-0 and those kind of shows, so I had it in my head that I wanted to live in Hawaii my whole life. And I spent about 4 years on a sailboat in the South Pacific, and I visited Tahiti and many places like that. And I also traveled around the world in my early 20s. I went through Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India, and Nepal back in 1976.
Wow.
So I'm a world traveler. I really love learning from doing. And instead of, you know, going to college and learning that way, I always felt like it was better to learn right in the trenches. And so I moved to Hawaii back in 1983 and bought 5 acres on the Big Island and raised my 2 children out there after being on a sailboat for 4 years. I just couldn't go back to the mainland. And I raised 2 beautiful children that are now in their 20s. On the Big Island, and I had a business, many businesses. I've always been an entrepreneur. always loved to, you know, do my own thing. And most of my focus for the majority of my life has been helping people become empowered. I really love doing that. I used to do retreats and trainings for that for many, many years, and had a real gift for helping people get in touch with their unique identity, their authenticity, and then helping them to develop that and empower themselves. But what happened when I turned about 50 was I had a large business in Hilo, and I sold that business, and it was the very first time in my life where I had a big lump sum of money. And I thought all my troubles were going to be over, but what really happened was I started being unable to sleep because I was worrying about losing the money.
Sure,
and,
sure.
It really caught me off guard. I wasn't really expecting that. So what I did was I started looking around for ways to protect my money, and I'd always heard about, put it in a savings account, make an interest rate on it, and spend the interest and keep the business account, you know, the account without touching it. But
right,
I could
right.
not find how to do that.
Okay.
So I started really looking high and low, and I found a book called Missed Fortune. That's M-I-S-S-E-D, Missed Fortune, written by a gentleman named Douglas Andrew. And it was the very first kind of like light at the end of the tunnel that I could find of really how to protect money, how to let it grow, doubling every 10 years, how to keep it liquid so that you could always get a hold of that money if you needed it for emergencies or buying that new car or whatever life handed you, putting kids through college. And at the same time, it had major tax advantages. And so I went and studied with Douglas about 5 years ago, and I've been implementing his plans and his strategies ever since.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And now, so tell us a little bit about your company specifically, EB Consulting. So it sounds like you've incorporated some of that philosophy into your company. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely, because one of Douglas Andrews' major friends in Utah, they're out of Utah, is also a gentleman named Lee Brower, and he was one of the speakers on the video, The Secret. He talked about a little rock that he put in his pocket, and whenever he, he has a little rock that helps him stay positive. But he has an amazing strategy, and it was really my inspiration to work with Douglas was really because of what Lee Brower had allowed Douglas to talk about in his book based on his training, which is these what he was seeing and what I have seen over and over again, especially here in Hawaii, is the insurmountable perils that arise when heirs, to money are ill-prepared to get that inheritance. And he created a system called a wealth bank or a family retreat with a purpose system for families of wealth to make sure that they pass along not only their wealth, but they also pass along their strengths and their accountability, their knowledge, their wisdom, their experiences, and they transfer all of that as well to their heirs. Because there was a really interesting analogy that he makes over and over again about these two different families that were both worth about $100 million at the turn of the century. Now, back in the 1800s, $100 million was a lot of money, okay? It's probably close to being trillions compared to now. And one of the families was William K. Vanderbilt. And he died with $104 million, and only $1 million of that dollars did he give to the Vanderbilt University. And and that university is actually still up and running. The other $103 million, he divided and conquered the typical way that most financial planners ask you to do. They say, okay, how many relatives do you have? How many kids do you got? Let's divide your money and conquer it. And so we know that in war, dividing and conquering is a way to win the war against another adversary. So really the traditional financial planning structure is just to divide up your money and just give it away when you pass away. And so if you look at that, there was a quote from his grandson, Cornelius Vanderbilt, that through the years had received some of this $100 million. And what Cornelius said was this: "My inheritance has left me with nothing to hope for, with nothing definite to seek or strive for. I inherited wealth has been a real handicap to my happiness." Now, isn't that funny? You wouldn't think that if you inherited a couple hundred million dollars that you'd be unhappy. But you have to understand that, you know, that they don't have anything to get up in the morning and do. They don't have anything to strive for. There's no challenges in their lives. And so they basically didn't, you know, a lot of these people that have ultra wealth handed to them on a silver platter, their parents are so busy making the money that they don't ever take the time and opportunity to train their children or give them their children challenges or make the child learn the same ways that they learned to make their money. And so, you know, they didn't take the time to teach them how to create a good reputation, their methods, their ideas, their alliances, their experiences. They just never took the time to do that, and so they dump this money on ill-prepared hands. And this is one of the big problems in America today, because we have all these baby boomers that are retiring right now, and the ones that have a lot of money are just dropping that money into the hands of people that really don't know what to do with it. And the problem with that is that usually there's this little thing they say, which is called shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. So what would happen is that the first generation would squander most of the money, so by the third generation, all the major money was gone. And in fact, in the Vanderbilts' history, they did have a 100-year reunion of all the Vanderbilt families that had gone through the generations of three or four generations by now, and not one single one of them was a millionaire. They had all just squandered and lost the money. So we want to look at maybe another model that works a little bit better, and the model that we're going to use is the family called the Rothschilds. Now, the Rothschilds were always thinking outside the box, and he was a gentleman. He died in the mid-1800s with also $100 million, but before he died, he had sons. He had many, many sons, and he taught his sons banking and diamond sales. And so he sent his sons all over the world, and they created some of the most powerful banking and diamond trading that is still going on today. And just to give you an idea of the difference between these two families is Nathan Rothschild was quoted as saying, "It requires a great deal of caution to make a great fortune, and when you've got it, it requires 10 times as much wit to keep it." And that is the bottom line, is that really these kids that are inheriting this money, if they're not taught how to hold on to that money and perpetuate it throughout the generations, what's the good of all that work that family did to make it? So my question to your listeners today is, where will your family be in 100 years? Does your family have the curse of that vanishing wealth? Because 9 out of 10 families will lose their wealth in those three generations. And what I find to be the problem going on there is this traditional financial planning program where they take the advice of financial planners that don't know the family's dreams or ideals. They only want to help you to spend the wealth. People are spending their health to get more wealth, and they pass on their money without passing on those values and knowledge and wisdom, and they allow their wealth to corrupt their kids. And in fact, it also, a lot of times when they pass on their wealth, they form destructive relationships between the relatives who inherit the money that splinters their family forever, because they just didn't realize how the family's going to fight for that money after they leave. So what we think, or what I think, is a much better way to handle it is more typically how the Rothschild family did it. And what they did was Mr. Rothschild would literally force, or you'd be taken out of the will, all of his relatives, his children, all of his aunts and uncles, whoever was in the family, and they would meet once a year and do a family retreat with a purpose. And they created or formulated a family wealth bank as well at that family retreat. So 1 week out of every year, they would get together and they would reconfirm their morals, their values, their ethics, where they were going. And then they would set up training for the children, and they would actually take the elders in the family and offer mentorships for the younger people in the family to learn things like banking, real estate, how to buy and sell a house, how to build a business. And then they created a family wealth bank where the children of the next generation could borrow money for college or to start a business or to buy their first house, but they had to pay that money back to the wealth bank. And they also had to do two other things. They had to have an actual business plan prepared. They had to enlist the help of mentors within the family and high-caliber intellectuals and educated people to help them implement their plan. And then on top of that, they would also have to give back to the family wealth bank all the things that they had learned for the next generation. And that perpetuated the Rothschilds in a dramatic way, because now 150 years or more after Mr. Rothschild is gone, his family are all multimillionaires. So one of the things that he would implement would he would help them develop systems that would capture the family's experiences, their knowledge, and their wisdom, and they would transfer that to their heirs and also transfer the respect and the responsibility and the accountability to the children. They would design a proactive approach to redirect taxes that would support the family. And then they would follow a regular program of exercise, health, and well-being, and actually focus on their emotional health. And that would provide clarity and balance and focus and confidence to all the members of their family. And then they would go the extra distance to establish that family retreats with a purpose and develop a family mission statement. And that would then establish also formal education. So anybody out there that's listening, if this is something that really hits a note to you, I might suggest the possibility that it may be time for you to really regroup your family's goals and purposes and move forward in a way much more like Rothschilds than the Vanderbilts. And I was very, basically how I got involved with this was that when I saw how much money I had and how little I knew about how to manage it, I looked around at all of my friends, my girlfriends in their 50s, and all of my friends in Hilo, because I was living over in Hilo at the time, and I realized that I was not alone, that the majority of people that I know and that I come in contact with barely have enough money to retire on for less than $50,000, and that $50,000 it might only last them a year or two. In fact, I've been reading some statistics lately that just really surprised me and worried me to a great deal. And one of these statistics is that 75% of all elderly Americans in America are women. It's women that are in the streets because of inadequate structures placed, even not placed in their families when they were taking care of their families. Because a lot of the burden of taking care of the money in the family has always landed in America anyway on the hands of men. And bless those men, you know, a lot of them have done right by their women, making sure that they had protection in case they passed away at an early age. But the vast majority have not. And this really was the passion that spurred in me to really, number one, educate people, to really get them clear on how much money they're really going to need to retire and be able to pay their lifestyle costs all the rest of their lives. And also to put in place a structure so that no matter which way the ball bounced in your life, you know, because life happens as you're making plans, though no matter what happens in life, you always have your money safe. It's never losing money to a variable market. It is liquid. In other words, you can at any moment in time access the majority of it. And then the other thing is that if you have to make sure that it makes a rate of return that is comparable or above inflation. And inflation right now in America is at about 4 or 5%. So that's where things like CDs and money market accounts just fall down, because if you have money in a CD or a money market or even a savings account in this in the bank, you're only making maybe 2 or 3% on that money. Well, inflation is at 4. Plus, you're going to get taxed on your interest. So the typical structures that people are using out there to save their money are extremely inadequate, just basically because there's no rate of return that even keeps up with inflation. And then the other problem that I see a lot of that really made me passionately go forward in this endeavor of mine to protect as many families as I can in the next 20 years is that people don't know how to use the tax codes correctly. There are tax codes in place to absolutely protect people's wealth. But unfortunately, there was no guidelines or book of how to use these tax codes given to everybody when these tax codes were put into place. And so typically, it's only the ultra wealthy in America that even know how to structure themselves properly and use these tax codes the way that they were intended. So if you've ever wondered why the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, it's basically because of those four things. People do not know how to structure their retirement funding in a safe, liquid, good rate of return, tax-favored way. So that has been my passion, is to really make sure that every single person I come in contact with understands how to get those four big number, these four keys. Safety, their money never goes anywhere. Over the last 5 years, not one single one of my clients that I've worked with lost one penny last year. None of them. They didn't lose one penny unless they invested with somebody else somewhere else. So the power of what I have learned has catapulted my business into a place where I can give people a lot of clarity, a lot of education, and then I can, as long as they understand why we're going to do the things we're going to do, then we have the know-how to implement these strategies for them. And then on the back end, then we tack on how do we train the next generation, because it's really the children of these people right now that need to be trained to perpetuate the wealth. So the beauty of that is just imagine, wouldn't you be happy to know that 10 generations from now, your children's children's children will be going to college. That, I think that alone is something to strive for and to look forward to and to create now. And so that's the power we have in this moment, is to create this for our families, for the next generation. And in the meantime, one of the biggest things that I find people are really misconception about is really how much money they really do need to retire and always have enough money in a checking account to write a check for their lifestyle costs till the end of their life. Because the typical strategies that are out there, like the 401k, the IRA, the Roth, were really intended to to not necessarily do the entire job. And there's much better tax structures available for people that most people don't know about unless they go ahead and hire a financial planner that charges them $1,000 an hour. So the majority of us are, you know, middle America isn't going to be doing that. They're not going out there and asking for that stuff from their financial planners. So what we have done is we've created a website that has, I've done a few videos on it. It's a fairly new website, so I don't have all my information on there. But I do have a lot of information and videos, actually, about the structure that Douglas Andrew gave us to use with our clients. And so when we have a person that says, you know what, I really like what you're saying, I really want to start implementing some of these different structures that you have in place, we call that a future PACE design or a future PACE analysis. But we always have to start with a reality check, because the bottom line is you got to start wherever you're at. And what I find is that a lot of people are afraid to really look at where they're at, because they're going to get depressed if they really look at where they're at. But you got to start somewhere. So if you're listening out there and you're going, oh, gosh, you know, I'm a kind of embarrassed to tell you how poorly my 401k portfolio did last year, or oh, I'm embarrassed to tell you how I spend my money. Don't worry about that. I don't have any judgment about that, because really where we need to start is wherever you're at. We have to do that reality check. So I always start with, you know, just asking you lots and lots of questions about where you're at, where you want to go, what your assets are, what your liabilities are, where your debt is, and how much money you spend a month. So there is a fraction of the people that after doing that analysis and that reality check, we realize we got to put them on a money diet. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. How some people just need to get really clear about stop spending so much money. And they have to put it in a perspective, because usually you really can go on a money diet, and usually within about 6 months we can clean up a credit score, we can clean up your debt ratio, we can do all those things. But then once you have that kind of handled, now we can start optimizing your assets. So one of the ways that we do that is through a system that Douglas Andrews created, where we actually tap into some of the equity that's sitting idly doing nothing in your home. Now, a lot of times people get a little worried about that. They go, oh, gosh, you know, the last thing I need to do is pull out some of my equity and use it. But the bottom line is that the banks are making money on your equity. So if the banks are doing it, why can't you? And we're not talking about pulling money out of your home and then spending the money. We're talking about taking just enough that makes sense so that your balance sheet is still there. You're not really spending any more than you are now. And you just move that money into a safe, liquid place that makes your money double every 10 years. And then you can access that money tax-free at retirement, or basically anytime you need to. Up to 80% of it can be accessed tax-free at any time in your life. So now what you've got going for you is that you're protected from the emergencies of life, because you can get to some money. You don't have to rely on credit cards in case you have an accident or lose your job. And you've already begin to let that account grow and double every 10 years. So to give you an example of that, I had a gentleman just the other day, him and his wife, they're in their 40s. They've got three teenagers about ready to go to college, and they've got about $500,000 worth of equity here on the islands on a home that's worth about $800,000. So they have $75,000 in credit card debt. You know, and they were just feeling like, well, we'll just pay that credit card debt off and everything, you know, business as usual. That's traditionally how the banks have trained people, because the purpose of a bank is to keep people in debt so they make money off the interest that they're being paid. So they were taking their advice from their bank. So well, all we did a very simple thing for this family. All we did was we refinanced the home. We pulled the credit card debt and we moved it into the mortgage, okay? And because of the great interest rates, this is a great time of in the world to do it because interest rates are so low. We actually kept the payment on the mortgage exactly the same. So in other words, that monthly stipend that goes to the mortgage is still going to go to the mortgage and it's the exact same amount. And yet now that freed up $1,000 a month that they were paying in interest only to the bank on that $75,000 debt they have on the credit cards. So now what we did was we took a little bit more money out of the equity, we set it aside into the side savings, and then we added to it the $1,000 a month that they were given to their credit card. So instead of that money being thrown out the window to credit card debt, now they were collecting that money up. And every year, that account is going to get bigger. And it's going to, and then whatever money they put in there is going to double every 10 years. So in a 20-year period, oh, and by the way, just to there's another little bit of the strategy. At the time we met them, their mortgage was 25 years before that was going to be paid off, okay, because they'd been paying on it for about 5 years, so because they had refinanced about 5 years ago. So, you know, the concern a lot of people have is, oh, boy, now I'm stuck with a 30-year mortgage. Well, not so, because we're after we optimize the mortgage, after we go ahead and create that side savings for our clients, then what we do is we slap on the back end of it, it's kind of almost like a big fast machine that helps to pay down the debt using a system that has been used in Australia and New Zealand for over 30 years. It's tried and true. It's called Accelerating the Mortgage. There's three or four companies out there that have software that'll help you learn how to pay down your debt really fast. And so I don't want to go into it real in detail right now because it is kind of complicated to explain, but suffice to say, it absolutely is credible. It absolutely works. There's software out there that will help you to with the algorithms to make sure, and they just pay their bills in a little bit different pattern. It takes about 2 to 3 months to get comfortable with it because, you know, a lot of times the complex, if you go ahead and you do the complex thing, your life gets a lot simpler later. So in that realm, we help you complicate your life in the beginning by teaching you new systems and strategies. But then once you've got it all together and we've got it all working and flowing, life gets real simple. And they can actually pay off their mortgage in less than 18 years now. So, I mean, it's kind of like the best of both worlds. They were able now to save for their retirement. They were able to get rid of their credit card debt. And on top of that, they're also being able to pay off their mortgage in 10 years earlier than they had planned before we met them. So that is a very good example of what we do in Douglas Andrews' strategy called Miss Fortune. And then when this couple is ready to retire in 20 years, because they're about 45 now, so we future pace them into 20 years from now, they're going to have almost $40,000 a year tax-free for life. And that means if they live to 100 or 120, doesn't matter, they're going to have $40,000 tax-free for life. And of course, in 20 years, the mortgage is gone, so that's plenty of money for them to live out their life, have all the money they need for their lifestyle costs, and had they not met us, they would not have had that plan in place. So this is a very middle class, maybe what we would like to say, the regular people are the ones that I can help the most with this strategy, people that are just hard workers. They just get up and they go to work and they come home and they just want to, you know, relax and enjoy their family, and they don't really have time to become pros or specialists in managing their money. We can really help those people a lot. And that's my focus. The majority of my clients are from that main focus, and we find that what we can do for them is dramatic. So if anybody out there would like to be able to do a future PACE analysis with us, I would like to give away 10 free analyses today. And all you'll have to do is go on my website and fill in the contact info, and then we can do it over a webinar no matter where you live. And so my website is Future PACE, that's P-A-C-E, futurepacenow.com. That's futurepacenow.com. And you go on that, and there's a little contact info bar, and just fill in your contact information, and we will contact you right away and start creating your analysis for you, and we can do it over the webinars. Webinars is a wonderful way for us to get to know each other. It's in real time. We can talk over the phone and show you things on a screen. I also, on that website, have, if you hit the video button, there's a video that I created last year that is about an hour-long video that I cut into little five-minute sections for the different topics. And there's also books that we're going to suggest that you read and all kinds of things like that. So if you want to go on our website, if you'd like to be one of the first 10 people, I'm going to give you free this future PACE analysis today to recognize this wonderful opportunity of that you have and that we have to help you, because it's really my passion. Now, the other thing that I do that I learned last year, because I realized that there was a segment of the population that I didn't really know how to help, and that is people in small business. Small businesses have their own rules, and they have their own problems.
Len? Hello, Glenn?
Yeah.
This is Bilal Kareem. Glenn?
Doctors, because doctors at the time back in the 60s and 70s were making the majority of the money in America daily, and they were the hardest working class of Americans. Sometimes doctors work 18-hour days and don't even think about it. They do it for lifetimes. So they were making a lot of money, but the problem was that they were not protecting the money and they weren't managing the money properly. And so there was a study done by this gentleman that was able to ascertain that the two biggest mistakes that businesses make is, number one, losing money to theft. In other words, giving your bookkeeper or your accountant carte blanche on your checking account, and that person was actually taking you down with that. And so number one was theft, and then number two was inadequate investments. In other words, people were telling doctors, oh, invest in real estate, invest over here, invest over there, invest over here. And those investors were literally losing the money for the doctors. So this strategy of finding your critical capital mass was created because of a research project, and it is there to protect individuals' money, to let it grow and compound, never being involved in a variable market, and never ever risking anything or having anything being stolen. And just by doing those two things, people can retire 8 times richer or 20 years earlier. And so those are the three things that I do for people. I help people go on a money diet if that's where they need to start. Then I help families, middle-class families, families with children, make sure that they're protected throughout their lifetimes and have that liquidity and that rate of return they need, and then the tax saver on the back end. And then I also can help small businesses. So, and then, of course, on the top of all of that, we want to put together a family retreat with a purpose and a family wealth bank at the back end of your planning so that you can train your children to do the same. And so I hope this has been helpful, and I think we're going to have some time here in a minute where we can actually answer some questions if anybody has any questions. Hello? Hello? Oh. Right in there.
Huh?
I think he tried to cut out on me, and I didn't know.
See, that I don't understand if you understand. There, you have so much stuff. You don't know if they're listening or not.
No, I heard him say something, and I said I stopped, and I said hello, and then he... He must have told me he cut out. So I don't know what happened.
You, Nikki, Bob, mm-hmm. Every...
Yeah, I'm still here. Yes, I am. Okay. Well, first, let me thank you, Glenn, for giving me an opportunity to speak to your listeners. I certainly appreciate that. Now, with respect to my background, before starting Keystats, I spent about 15 years in database marketing analytics across a wide variety of industries, from publishing to retail to advertising and finally to financial services. I actually started my corporate career off at the Reader's Digest and then wound up in management consulting on Wall Street many years later. The constant all the while being the development of quantitative database marketing solutions. Now, as for my educational background, I hold a BS in physics, an MS in management science, an MBA in marketing, and completed most of all of my doctoral coursework in mathematical statistics. So that's enough about me. As far as my company is concerned, Keystats Inc., we are basically a team of highly skilled quantitative marketing professionals with a lot of analytic experience across a number of industries, which include financial services, publishing, retail, advertising, nonprofits, pharmaceutical, telecommunications, and several others. So we can service a wide range of clients. Glenn? Hello?
A lot of us feel that the best way to change society is to go to the ballot box, elect someone, and if they're not doing it right, get rid of them through the electoral process. And a lot of us are concerned, from the left and the right, that unelected judges are very quick to change society in a way that's disturbing.
Glenn, it's Bilal again. What happened? Oh, man. All right, let me see something for a second. Let me see if you can...
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Glenn, can you hear me? I'm logged in. I called in. I don't hear anything. Glenn? Hello, Glenn? Glenn? Hello? All right, something's wrong. Not quite sure what's happening. Hello?
Oh, and then I don't hear anything else.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
it's Bilal Kareem. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I couldn't before.
Okay, I'm not sure what what's going on. No one was answering.
I know, and I could hear you say hello, and then you cut out. And so I kept asking if you were hearing, and then I wouldn't hear anything, so I just kept talking.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what happened, but is Glenn on? Or?
No, this is Nicolette Farnworth.
Okay.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I listened to I listened to your presentation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am the next speaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how come you and I are talking. How bizarre.
I don't know.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shoot. You were supposed to be on soon here, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure exactly what's taking place.
Because as I was talking, I kept stopping and going, trying to get some feedback if he was hearing me, and then it would be totally blank, and so I just kept talking, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I stopped and I said, okay, now wait a minute, this is past the 1.5 hour.
Yeah.
You know, I looked out of the clock and it dawned on me, oh my gosh, and then I said, hello, hello, and then nobody answered, and so I have no idea what happened.
Yes, can
you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Okay.
I had to call in on the other phone. For some reason, the host number that I was dialed in on wasn't, you guys couldn't hear me. I don't know what happened. At first, we couldn't. Anyway, so we're good.
So, I mean...
So I'm actually going to, Bilal, I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead with your information because we've still got another half an hour.
Okay, I can go through it pretty quickly. It shouldn't take more than half an hour for me to get through mine. I'm okay with that.
Okay, all right. So, and hold on, Nicolette.
Okay.
we may still have some time at the back end. Okay?
Okay. And I'm sorry if I went over time. I kept stopping and I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear anybody saying anything.
I was talking, but you couldn't hear me for some reason. And so,
yeah.
I'm so sorry,
Glenn, for going back.
Listen, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's one of those glitches. So I'm going to mute your mic for now, and then, Bill, I'll give you the floor.
Okay.
It's all yours now. So we want to hear about what are the specific services your company's providing,
okay,
and who your target market is, and a couple of more specifics about how you do what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm happy that we're on board now. First, let me just thank you, Glenn, for giving me an opportunity to speak to your listeners.
You're welcome.
I certainly appreciate that. Now, with respect to my background, just a little bit about my background, before starting Keystead, I spent roughly 15 years in the database marketing analytics area across a variety of different industries, from publishing to retail to advertising to financial services. And I actually started my corporate career off at Reader's Digest and then wound up in management consulting on Wall Street several years later. So a big difference there. But the constant all the while being the development of quantitative database marketing solutions. Now, as far as my educational background, it's fairly broad. I have a BS in physics, an MS in management science, an MBA in marketing, and I completed all my doctoral coursework in mathematical statistics. So that's...
In
mathematical statistics.
Oh, okay.
So that's me in a nutshell. But as far as my company is concerned, Keystats Inc., basically we are a team of highly skilled quantitative marketing professionals with a lot of analytic experience across a number of industries, which include, as I mentioned earlier, financial services, publishing, retail, advertising, some nonprofits, pharmaceuticals, telecommunications, and several others. So we can service a wide variety of clients.
Okay. And so tell us, why would I come to you? What is the service that you're providing me that, why do I need your service?
Okay, well, in terms of the services that we provide, they fall into basically two categories. The first would be what I would call offline database marketing solutions, which can range from your basic response modeling, which essentially identifies who's most likely to purchase your product or service. So from that to the more complex lifetime value calculations for customers on your database, and just about every other type of analysis in between. So, for instance, risk modeling, segmentation, customer retention analysis, customer prospecting, and so forth. The second category would be the online analytics, which range from click-through analysis to the reporting of the effectiveness of banner ads on the web, and a whole host of other online analysis we provide. And by the way, a member of my team actually specializes exclusively in web analytics, so we have that functionality in-house. Those are the two main categories of services that we provide. In terms of who might utilize our services, our services that we provide can be utilized across basically any industry and any company that collects or even wants to collect data on their customers. And so the name of the game here is basically to convert customer data into valuable customer insight that will positively affect a company's bottom line. And so really any company that captures customer data and wants to leverage it can utilize our services.
So you take the information they've captured, and you can drill it down and tool it down and really get specific in terms of how to leverage that information as it relates to sales. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, basically what we'll do is we'll take the – many companies have or collect rings and rings of data.
Some of it is good and some of it is not. I mean, data and information are very different. You can capture a bunch of information, but it may not necessarily be valuable to get at what you want to get at, which is ultimately to drive profits. So what we do is we take a look at your data, synthesize it, and try to find those golden nuggets that can help you gain an advantage, a competitive advantage over your customers. So that's what we do in a nutshell. And obviously that involves several steps, but that's it in a nutshell in terms of what we provide.
Okay, great. And describe for us like a typical assignment. So, you know, walk through the process.
Okay, well, for starters, we sit down with the clients to get a clear understanding of the scope of the problem and what the ultimate objective is. I mean, that's the first step, and that's the key. And now if that step is incorrect, then it doesn't matter how good you are in your analytics. No one's going to be happy at the end of the day. So we first make sure that both the client and we understand what the objectives are and what the deliverables are. So that's first and foremost.
Okay.
Once that's signed off with the client, what we then do is we gather the relevant customer data files from the client, or we might purchase third-party data from data vendors, and that typically occurs when the client is interested in identifying new customers or prospecting, although that can happen with respect to your current customers too. So gathering files, then processing those files, merging and cleaning the files, preparing them for the ultimate data analysis, which is really the third step. And basically what that entails is that we basically churn through the data using a variety of different statistical methods, depending on the nature of the problem, of course. We then integrate that with our business acumen to come up with a final solution, or at least a preliminary solution. We typically go through several iterations of the solution until it meets the objectives for the client. Once those objectives are met, we present to the client, depending on the scope of the project, if we can implement the solution or hand over the solution to the client, and then they'll subsequently implement it internally on their own. So that's the – now, of course, each one of those three steps has steps within it. Those are the three major components of any type of analysis that we go through.
Gotcha. And give me an example of a situation that you've been able to resolve. You know, a scenario.
Yeah. Well, we basically had a situation where a client wanted to come up with a automated way to segment their database. Now, segmentation is important because it allows the client to differentiate customer segments based on likes and dislikes.
All right. Hold up. You've got probably some non-technical listeners out there. So when you say segmentation of their database, what do you mean?
Okay, what I mean there is that basically taking a look at a client's or a client's
profile, right?
Yeah. So basically taking a look at a company's customers. What happens is that even though a group of people may be customer of a given company, they don't all act alike or look alike or have the same preferences. So what we try to do is we try to find pockets of names within their customer base, who look alike and act alike, and so therefore are likely to want some of the same things.
So basically you're grouping them.
Yeah,
so you're grouping those customer profiles that are similar, so that they can now have a marketing objective for that particular profile of customer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
so that, in fact, that's a better word. We basically group customers that look alike, and behave alike, and so therefore want some of the same things. And that's important because that allows the company to target more efficiently and more effectively. It makes no sense to send promotions to a given person who doesn't have an interest in that particular product that you might be selling.
Sure.
So you can minimize promotion costs and maximize incremental revenue by figuring out the appropriate promotion to send to someone.
Okay. And so that's the specific data analysis that you would be able to provide so that they can hone in on their customer base more keenly.
Right. And so what we did was we segmented the customer base, and so they were up into four or five different groups. And what they were able to do is target specific promotions geared at a given profile or group. And what we noticed is that the lift or incremental spend, in their case, over the baseline was significant.
So when you say that, that's really like the hit ratio.
So
the hit ratio for that targeted customer was higher because you understood that profile and were able to get better results from your marketing.
Exactly. So and hit rate, some people call it response rate. So yes, we got a much higher response rate versus what would typically happen if we didn't do the segmenting.
Okay.
And again, that increases spend and it will reduce costs.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. And what are your what would you say with your typical clients? Could you do medium size? Could a small company, if I was a mom and pop type shop, could I use your services?
Absolutely. We've actually done worked with large companies to medium size to small.
Okay.
And so it I guess the important issue or component would be the data. Now, it's true that a lot of small companies don't necessarily have data, and some of them don't even have databases and don't even have customer files. But that's okay. What we do also is we can sit down and consult with these mom and pop shops to give them some ideas as to how they might want to begin to grow a customer file. So we certainly offer those types of services as well. As far as the sizes are concerned, it makes no difference. If you want to prospect, for instance, we help you identify the appropriate list to go after and who to select on those lists. If you want some general information about how to go about beginning a database and maintaining a database, we can certainly offer advice about those matters as well.
And let's say, for example, because you go to websites, and matter of fact, Nicolette was talking about it. You go and you fill out a form, some contact information, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, from that information, or can you direct companies who have websites on what information that they should be tracking to be able to create a customer profile that would be useful for them for marketing purposes?
Yes. In fact, what we've done in the past is for companies that were just starting out, we sit down with them and give them a general idea of some of the especially for companies that are just starting out, to give them a general idea of some of the essential pieces of information that you need initially without getting too fancy, where to go about acquiring it, how to maintain it, how to get it cleaned, and those types of things. So we certainly will sit down and do that. Now, there are depending on the size of the company, some companies will hire people to outsource their database, so they don't actually maintain a database in their companies, but they actually hire third party vendors to maintain and operate their databases. Other companies that are larger tend to want to have control of the database, so they keep it internally. Either way, we work with both types of scenarios.
Okay, excellent. And why don't you give us how can we contact you? So give us the information, your website, email, all that information.
Okay, so my website is still under development right now. It's just about done. Probably done in a couple of weeks. But my my email address, I can get that to you. It's B as in boy, Kareem, my last name, Karriem, at keystatsinc.com. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can, again, B, Karriem, at keystatsinc.com. And like I said, I'll have my website up in the next, 2 weeks or so.
And you have a phone number that people can call
yes.
you?
Yes. Phone number is area code 914-337-6883.
Excellent. Now, what we're going to do, we're actually going to get back on the line and see if there are any questions. I'm also going to bring back Nicolette to make sure that we've got all of her information. Because there was a point where some of the information was lost. I've been having switchboard problems tonight, so I was speaking, but no one could hear me.
Mm.
So that's never a good thing when you're on the air. Nicolette, you're there.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome back
to
the show. Good. Sorry for all of the I actually had both of you guys mic'd up, and I thought I was mic'd up, so that's why you guys could talk to each other. I actually have the switchboard here, but for some reason the board had me live, but no one could hear me, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure how that occurred, but anyway, would you give your website and your contact information for us?
Sure. My website is futurepacenow.com. That's futurepacenow.com. And my phone number here in Honolulu is
888-377-3606. Great. Excellent. Well, I got to tell you that I've really enjoyed the conversation. One of the things that I wanted to say about the Rothschilds is that they were actually very instrumental in defeating Napoleon, because Napoleon actually came to the Rothschilds. And what they did is the family got together and decided if they're going to support him or not, and decided not to. And, of course, that was a smart thing to do, because he ended up this was after he was sanctioned to the island, and then this was his second coming.
Wow.
and they decided not to. But the movie talked about how they all were individual. They were all set up all across Europe, and all of them had their own banking business. But they were very close, and they were a collective, and they did come together, and they did utilize each other's resources. So there was nothing that was left outside the family. So when you said what you said about that, I was very clear that principle of of sharing the information, and that whole wealth bank is a very powerful way of supporting the growth of a family. There's a gentleman by the name of Bill Patterson, and I, we're working with his family group to actually establish an investment club for his family. And one of the things that they've talked about is having some monies be available. So I think that we're going to check out your site and maybe come talk to you to get a little bit more information about it, because that wealth bank concept is a very, very powerful concept that can be utilized within families and among young people, you know, with the mentoring. So.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my dad was a self-made millionaire, and he was so busy making the money that I didn't get an opportunity to learn anything from him. And I feel like that truly that would have been the real wealth that he could have left me, was his incredible expertise in his profession, just the way his mind worked. And so I would really like to help other families to capture the expertise and the knowledge and the wisdom of the elders in the family. Hawaii is a great place to put on these family retreats with a purpose, too. So,
yes, that's true. That's true.
There's any families out there that would like to do a retreat with a purpose, I have all the expertise and the training to help implement a family retreat with a purpose, and also all of the knowledge and ability to help you to develop your wealth bank. Of course, we use the model of the Rothschilds, but there's been a lot of other really great ideas about how to really structure those wealth banks so that they're totally impermeable to the next generation trying to undermine them, or somebody outside the family trying to undermine them, so that money really does pass from generation to generation.
Excellent. We've got a caller. Go ahead, 347-251. You're live on the air. What happened here? Hold on.
He of SafeDayEvents.com and also Humanity Unites Brilliance and New York City Works and a couple of other places that I support. But I'm so happy that to have heard both of you. I've been at a birthday party in New York City here for a beautiful young 13-year-old, and so I've been listening to it at the same time, like I have my phone on my shoulder, and it's just nice because I feel like I can still go back and listen on the internet, which is very wonderful. And you've given us so much. I mean, there's a family reunion here, and just to think that families could get together and actually start planning and creating their wealth as a group. I'm on the air. Give it to her. Yeah. My present. She's going to give my present now. It's very, it's a beautiful vision. It's a beautiful vision for now, the time now. We have an inspired time now to start a new, you know, a new way of dealing with money, an enlightened way, right? That's the whole wave of the future, and you've given us so much of this. Nicolette, I can't wait to listen to it again and take really copious notes and start. I want to get a family reunion together. I'm the one. You
cool.
Said it with a purpose. So, and I want to do it in Hawaii. I think I'd like to make a feature film about it. I'm serious, right? I mean, a movie. Let's make a movie of it, and not as a documentary. Really, almost as a fiction. So that it could be fun and people can learn from it, you know what I mean, without having to feel like they have to pay attention so much, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yes, absolutely, because I think people learn best from example. You know, nobody likes to be told what to do, but if they can see somebody else doing it and being successful at it, they go, wow, if they can do it, I can do it too, you know? And
as a matter of fact, the whole family is here right now. You're on the radio. All right, just everybody say happy birthday, Nicolette, and happy enlightened wealth for everybody.
Happy birthday, Nicolette!
And light well for everybody. How's that? How'd you like that?
Thank you.
And listen to it on the Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that exciting? The whole family heard it, right?
Cool.
Right on. Well, thank you very much.
Let me see, Mr. Bill Patterson. Do you need to? Would you like to say anything on air? Bill Patterson.
Oh, maybe we lost him.
Okay. I guess he's just listening. Okay. Well, this is the International Black Summit Wealth Club. This is part of the Talk Show Network. Coming to you live from the internet. Wanted to thank my guests today for coming on the show. They've provided us with some excellent information on holistic wealth building and how to utilize your client database. Hold on a second. We've got a little noise coming in. Let me just reduce the noise here. Hold on a second. And Hold on a second. Yeah, so here we go. So this is the International Black Summit, and this is the Wealth Club. We have five shows on a monthly basis. We're part of a national organization, international organization, and we meet on a quarterly basis around the country. And we plan the annual event. The annual event is in August. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. We've got all information about the annual event. We also do community events. We do youth events, and we do consulting. So that's part of what we do at the International Black Summit. My name is Glenn Greenidge. I'm the host. We have experienced some technical difficulties tonight, but as is anything else, you have challenges and you have to step up to the plate for those challenges. Again, I'd like to just thank my two guests, Nicolette Farnworth, who was calling in all the way from Hawaii. Quadrant Living is what some of the basis of what she was talking about. Misfortune is another way of looking at what your opportunities are. A lot of information about Wealth Bank, financial blueprint, and really thinking outside of the nine dots when it comes to your financial future. And then we also had Mr. Bilal Kareem, founder of and president of Key Stats Inc. And we've really talked about how to utilize that client database. And if you don't have a client database, he can take a look at it and figure out what information you would need so you can start one, so you can better target your clients and your customers. So it's a powerful tool. If you're a business and you want to expand, you want to know how to target and who to target out of your client base and what makes more sense. So this can optimize your marketing and advertising budgets by being able to utilize the necessary groupings. Again, this is the International Black Summit. This is the Wealth Club. We come to you live on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. And we've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to ask both of my guests to give their information again. Go ahead, Nicolette, give us your website and your email and your telephone number.
Yeah, if you're anybody out there is interested in getting a future pace analysis from us, we can do it online on webinar, and you just go to futurepacenow.com, and PACE is spelled PACE, futurepacenow.com, and go scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a contact info there. Just fill that out, and I'll receive that on my email right away. I also have an email address, which is is financialcoach@hawaii.rr.com. That's financialcoach@hawaii.rr.com. And then my phone number is 808-377-3606. That's 377-3606. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have. And if you fill out the contact info, I'll get in touch with you right away. Thank you so much for having me, Glenn. I appreciate it so much.
You're very welcome, Bilal.
Okay, and for those who want to, for those of you out there listening, you can reach me at 914. This is my number, 914-337-6883. Or you can email me at B, as in boy, KARRIEM at KEYSTATSINC.com. My website is not up yet. It'll be up in about 2 weeks, but feel free to contact me through the email or the phone number in case you have any questions. I'm more than happy to answer them.
Very good, very good, very good. Well, once again, this is Glenn Greenidge, the Wealth Club, coming to you live. Thank you so much for joining our show. Thank you for bearing with our technical difficulties, and we will be coming back to you at the end of the month, on the 28th of the month. We also have a Man of the Month show that's coming up also on the 26th of this month. And we'll be the Wealth Club will be back live on the 28th. Good night. Thank you. We love you. Peace and blessings.
Aloha.
Good night.
Aloha.
Bye. Night.
Bye-bye.